Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm Laura Adams. My last podcast was an introduction to traditional and Roth IRAs. This week, we'll go beyond the basics, and I'll help you figure out something that lots of people get stuck on: whether you should invest in a traditional or a Roth IRA. First, here's a quick IRA review. If you have earned income or a spouse with earned income, you can contribute to a traditional IRA, to a Roth IRA, or to both. You can even max out a workplace retirement plan like a 401k and still contribute to either type of IRA as long as your total contributions don't exceed your allowable limit. If you're a high earner and have modified adjusted gross income above $120,000 or $177,000 if you're married and file a joint tax return, then you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. If your income is too high, you can keep an existing Roth or even convert a traditional IRA into a Roth, but you're not allowed to make new contributions to the account or to fund a brand new Roth account. Okay, so if you're eligible to contribute to either a traditional or a Roth IRA, which one should you pick? I'll summarize the advantages of each one so you can see how they might apply to your situation. I also wrote about the disadvantages of each type, but I just put them on the blog at moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com so we can keep the show from going too long. Let's start with four advantages of a traditional IRA. Number one, you save money on taxes the year you make contributions, unless you or a spouse also has a retirement plan at work. In that case, the tax deductibility of contributions is reduced if you reach certain income limits. Number two, you can defer taxes until a time when you expect to be in a lower tax bracket. If you believe that you'll earn substantially less money during retirement than you do now, then you might have a lower tax rate in the future. So paying less tax on your future withdrawals than on current contributions, as with a Roth, could make sense. If you're middle-aged or feel that your career earnings have peaked, it's possible that a traditional IRA will save you money on taxes. Number three, you have some flexibility about when you'll pay tax on your contributions and earnings with a traditional IRA. You can begin to take qualified withdrawals and, of course, pay tax on them beginning at age 59 and a half. Number four, you'll never have to worry about being taxed twice. Some speculate that the government could decide to tax all or a portion of Roth IRA distributions in the future, even though taxes were already paid on contributions up front. Since you only pay taxes on traditional IRA withdrawals and not on contributions, as with a Roth IRA, that may give you some peace of mind. Now, here are seven advantages of a Roth IRA. Number one, you bypass paying taxes on investments that appreciate in value or pay income. That becomes even more valuable to you if the capital gains tax escalates, which is slated to happen over the next few years. Number two, you can pay taxes now when your tax rate may be relatively low.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
If you believe that you'll earn more money during retirement than you do now, paying tax at a lower rate for Roth contributions instead of at a higher rate for traditional IRA withdrawals could make sense. If you're young or just starting your career, it's possible that your tax rate is lower now than it will be when you retire. Number 3, you can pass the account to your heirs instead of having to take mandatory distributions during your retirement. Number 4, you can withdraw your contributions without penalty at any time, as long as you've had the account for 5 years. However, withdrawing your earnings prematurely does trigger a 10% tax penalty. Number 5, you can also participate in a workplace retirement plan without any restrictions. Number 6, you'll have less taxable income during retirement since you're not taxed when you make withdrawals from a Roth. Having less taxable income may reduce the likelihood that you'll have to pay taxes on your Social Security benefits. And 7, you can invest more on a post-tax basis than with a traditional IRA on a pre-tax basis. For example, a maximum $5,000 Roth contribution may be equivalent to a traditional contribution of $6,667, assuming a 25% tax rate. When you're trying to decide what investments to hold in your IRA, those that could potentially cost you the most in taxes are the best choices, like a dividend stock or a bond income fund. The taxes on the annual income will be deferred with a traditional IRA or eliminated with a Roth IRA. More tax-efficient investments, like a tax-free bond, should be owned in a non-retirement account. A major factor in the question about whether you should choose a traditional or Roth IRA depends on what the income tax rates will be in the future and how much money you'll make during retirement. I know, it's impossible to predict what's going to happen with government regulations and your income 10, 20, 30, or 40 years from now, so you simply have to take your best guess at it. If you prefer to have a bird in the hand and save money on taxes sooner rather than later, then the traditional IRA should appeal to you. But if you don't mind paying taxes in the current year, then the Roth has many advantages. And if you're still undecided, why not split your investments into both types of IRAs? To see how your investments would fare in each type of IRA, plug some numbers into the Roth versus traditional IRA calculator at dinkytown.com. And a final quick and dirty tip is that if your employer matches your 401k contributions, you should always contribute enough to max out your workplace match before you contribute to an IRA. I hope you know that there are other ways to get more money tips, news, resources, and advice from me. Of course, there's the Money Girl Facebook page and my Twitter feed, but starting very soon, you'll be able to get a weekly Money Girl newsletter with extra content that you won't find on the podcast or blog. Simply go to moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com and hit the subscribe button that's located on the top right-hand side of the page. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.